some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Outdoor life, but in the heat, your cooler can lose its cool.
Ooh, this beer is warm.
Keep your drinks and food cool with a Yeti cooler from RTP. With a Yeti cooler, ice will last a week, even in the Missouri heat. And a Yeti cup or bottle will keep your drink ice cold all day long.
Now that's a cold beer.
RTP has the area's largest selection of Yeti products, from hard and soft-sided coolers to cups, bottles, and now the new jugs. They're located just off I-44 and 141 on West Outer Road in Valley Park. RTP, ready to play.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Plus, I don't know. It's hard. I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Now it's CC's Bring the Party Home with three medium one-topping pizzas to go for just $4 each at participating locations for a limited time. Purchase a minimum of three pizzas.
Hey, St. Louis, don't buy your next real estate investment property without listening to the Freedom Investing Lifestyle Show every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. with your host, Nick Bauer, the real estate investment coach, heard only on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
There's these two fellers standing on a bridge. You're going to the bathroom. One feller says that the water is cold. Other feller said the water is deep. I believe one feller comes from Arkansas. Get it?
Frost over.
I get it, I do. You know why you ought not to play that? Because it starts this and we can't stop it. When you get going, you can't quit it. I'll be doing this all day now. Get it.
On the sunny side of the street.
No, Dan, I'm going to surprise you. And
what?
Okay, now headphones up just a little. I'm sorry we have to do this. Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm tempted to talk about like serious things this hour, like family and parents, but I'm going to fight the urge because I don't think.
Are you serious?
I was going to be.
No, I'm serious. Are you serious?
I was going to be, but I thought, no, this is more of a lighthearted, not do that. So how are you guys doing?
Good.
Oh, just fine.
Good. I went to a place this morning I've never been before, New Haven, Missouri. It's like 10, 15 miles northwest of Washington, Missouri. Why I went is not important. It was a kind of a job, picked up a little extra money. You know, when you're radio, you cut grass, you do whatever you have to do. And but an interesting thing, I didn't see it on the way out there, but on the way back, I see this building, and it says Model Train Museum. So if anybody knows about this thing and if it's worth going to, people like Peon, who has Archie, or my grandson, or I don't know how many kids are interested in trains. I don't think girls...
Archie loves trains. He has a train table at home, yes.
loves trains.
And I guess I'm weird. I think most boys are. I never cared about it. I had a little train set, you know, the basic little oval and electric. It wasn't anything fancy. And I don't know. I just never got into it. But if you, phones are ringing, somebody must know about it. But if you, you know, if you've been there, now this is one of the things that Bill's going to be mad. Bill Clem, I'm the on the road guy. I'm, but he's never mentioned this. It's right in our backyard, Washington, Missouri. Has he? Model Train Museum?
I don't think so. And yeah, there's some pictures here. It looks like there's a nice big display in the middle there.
That.
They got
look at that.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this place. And I know adults, men who spent thousands and tens of thousands of dollars on these elaborate full basement deals. I knew a guy, he's passed away now, but I remember going to his house. I walked down the basement. I couldn't believe what I was looking at. It was mountains and roads winding up the mountains, and then greenery and shrubs, and at the base where the train kind of came through, and the train went under a tunnel through a mountain, and the little ding 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 ding, the arms came down, the little red lights flashing. It was impressive.
Yeah, I think once a month at the I think it's the Webster train station or Kirkwood train station. One of the two, they open it up because it's not a real train station anymore, and they have a train set up in there where some guys run it, and you can just go in and watch once a month.
But it's a miniature
train set.
I don't know why I never got it never excited me. It just didn't. I had an aunt who I hated. I couldn't stand her. She's horrible. And every once in a while, when I'd have to go stay with her for an afternoon, I wanted to kill myself because she didn't know how to deal with kids. She had one son, and I don't know that she should have ever even had any kids because she was hateful and mean. And she was one of those aunts that if you didn't eat everything on your plate, she'd threaten you.
Yeah.
No, you will eat that cabbage, okay?
Yeah.
And so she had a kid who had gone away to some military academy. She says, now, if you won't tear it up, I'll let you play with Joe's train set. And just immediately she let you know she didn't really want to let you, but she felt like she had to. If you tear it, that's Joe's. So I sat down and I tried to play with Joe's trains. I didn't care anything about Joe's train set. It just wasn't exciting to me. And that probably makes me weird because I think most boys like train set. It had those transformers with a big red lever.
Oh,
and
sure, yeah.
You crank it up, the train goes faster.
Yeah.
Is it still that old
and
school?
And some have a liquid smoke you can pour in it where it puffs that
it
out.
Had pellets.
And,
pellets. You put pellets in the
or liquid. Yeah,
stack.
They
stack. Yeah, so.
Yeah, we went to the train show. I think it was over in Illinois, Collinsville, I think, a few months back. And yes, that's the hobby. I would say is probably mostly 60-plus-year-old men.
I agree.
Yes,
that's how old this guy was.
And they had all the different, and there's sizes like
HMO something or
they're Z trains that are really tiny, like the cars are maybe 3 inches long. All the way up to, ones that are, a foot or something for each car.
Yeah. So here, we'll take a couple of calls. Maybe it's a place worth plugging. Maybe they're not for profit. Maybe they need to donate. I don't know. Maybe there's a charge. Is that what these people are calling about?
No, not real. Well, one of them's calling about trains, I think. Randy wanted to ask you a question before we got too deep into the show.
Well, I'll answer his question, unless it's, something I don't want to answer. Randy, how are you?
Doing fine. AM and PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. What's this question?
Well, I'm not sure the problem solvers can help with this. You might have to actually escalate this up the chain, possibly.
Ooh.
But my question was, I want to catch Capone, but I don't know what to do.
Catch Capone?
No, this is a Sean Connery.
My goodness. What is going on?
Randy.
Okay, Randy, now these other two guys now hate your guts.
What was it, the guy yesterday asking about Tony Bennett?
Randy's going to hey, are you in a big rig, a big truck or something?
No, but I am on the road.
Okay, it sounded like, for some reason, like a big truck. I'll see if I can honor that request and find out what how you should handle Capone, okay?
All right, have a good day, guys.
You too. Thank you, Randy. See, that's called dedicated listening.
Yeah.
I guess see if I can remember it. Hang on a second. It's something like,
That's the Chicago.
No, wait a minute. Hold it.
He pulls a knife.
He pulls a knife. You pull a gun. He puts one of yours in the hospital. You put one of his in the morgue. That's the Chicago way, and that's how you get Capone.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for those requests. Keep them coming. Let me talk to Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's up? AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
Stop. They got this guy over in St. Anne has the monster set up in his front yard at Christmas time.
A train set in his front yard?
Yeah.
What do you do about weather? Is it undercover? I mean.
No.
What the heck? What about?
He's got mountains, and he's probably got four different tracks, and it's all his whole front yard is covered in these trains.
Now how does he?
How does he? You could probably look it up online. I imagine you'd find it. It's either St. Anne or Overland.
But how does he deal with weather? I mean, it snows, rain, sleets.
I guess he just keeps the trains in the tunnel while it's raining.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, he's got tunnels, you know.
Yeah.
Most of them do. All that stuff.
Most of them do. All right, we appreciate it.
But it's pretty cool.
All right, Mike, thank you.
All right.
But only at Christmas, I guess. I don't want to get in the big thing about train, model train. I just mentioned it because I passed it today and wanted to know if it was worth taking kids to. And some things aren't. Okay, I've seen things on the side of the road, and a billboard makes it look like a big, world's biggest or greatest. And you get there, and it's just complete crap, and you're sorry you went. That Elvis Museum outside of Wentzville. Out there, right. Now, come on. That's not an Elvis fan would be insulted, I think, by that. So let me talk to Brian, and we'll get down to business here. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Frank, good. How are you doing?
All right, let me check. Terrific. Thank you.
Oh, good, good, good. Hey, I got a question for you. Since you're doing a Frank on the Road special, have you been out there to Moonshine to get the cheeseburgers in Illinois?
No, I don't know.
Two old women, and they cook till I think 10:30 or 11 o'clock, and once they make their fill of burgers for the day, they shut it down, and there's only picnic tables out there, and they have, like, huge bike rallies and, like, car shows and everything, because I hate, like, the Corvette guys from Effingham, Illinois.
You know what? This sounds vaguely familiar to me. Hasn't this been going on for a lot of years?
Yeah, and it's just like a little tiny place with two old women. They just make these cheeseburgers.
Wow.
And I just thought, you know, you're always, you know, you're doing Frank on the Road today, so I thought you might, you know, have interest in that.
All right. And where is it exactly again?
That's the other thing. It's out in the middle of nowhere, so it's out by Casey, Illinois. I passed Effingham. But then I do have another question for you, and I'm not being political at all, but I'm a younger guy, so I'm only 43.
All right.
But in my lifetime, has there always been, every time something political happens, a new president, like everybody has to go in front of the Congress and Senate and get interviewed?
No.
Is this something new?
No, this is never, I've never.
And I'm not being political.
No, I know you're not.
I'm not being mean.
I know you're not. I think it's
every time I turn the radio on, it's like, boy, this person's getting investigated.
No, it's a great.
I just don't remember it.
It's a great question, and the answer is no. It wasn't like this before, not like it is now. This is unprecedented. And it's getting old, and it's getting tiresome, and I guess the reason for it is simple, and that is that when you get enough people who are just all bent out of shape because their gal didn't win the presidency, they are going to try everything to screw this presidency up and mess him up and get him out of there. That's obviously what's going on here. Maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong, but no, it's never been like this in my lifetime. So,
well, Frank, on a positive note, I was scared to death to go to 4th of July because I have political views and I have another family member from Turkey. They have different political views. And I always listen because they live a different life than I've lived. And 4th of July, we all got together, and there's a group of about 25 of us, and I thought, oh, this is going to be Thanksgiving and Christmas relived, and it's going to be miserable.
Yeah.
It was pleasant as can be, and everybody was back to normal already, and it was like, oh, I mean, whether I was on one side or there, it was pleasant to have a family unit back, you know, and I was, like, optimistic. So I'm hoping things are turning around, you know, because they've already turned around in our family.
Well,
and you, I just keep hearing this stuff. You know,
you can be real proud of your family, and I'm guessing your family made a point not to get into the political stuff, or you would have had a mess.
Yeah,
and that's what you got to do. You got to say, you know what? No problem. I've done this. I've actually done this with my wife. We've gone to be with somebody, and I've said, listen, before we leave the house, do not get into this with anybody.
If they even bring it up.
Yeah, if they bring it up, you just say, that's an interesting point, and drop it. It's what you have to do.
Did it used to be like that back in the older days, like Reagan, Carter era?
Not that I remember. Not to this degree.
Okay.
No. So you're right on the money. Brian, thank you for the call.
Thanks, Frank. See you guys.
I appreciate it. You too. No, I never remember it like this. And we're not talking politics. We're just answering a question. Well, as long as the calls are coming in, we might as well take them. What do you think?
Let me give
the numbers for the people who don't know the number. From most cell phones, you can call *KTRS. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. This would be Steve. Steve, how can we help you?
I may am in the PM.
Well, that's good to know. Thank you. What's up?
I was drugged to a dinner party. Is it drug or drag?
I think it was
I was dragged to a dinner party with some of my wife's friends. You know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was to see the kitchen that was remodeled by the guy's brother-in-law.
It
took him 6 months to get done.
Of course it did.
I looked at him and said, you know, Thompson Price would have had this done in probably 6 weeks.
Oh, yes.
And probably at a better price.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Because he spent $65,000 on his kitchen.
Well, that's easy to do if you do it right. But the question is, did he do it right?
Well, it's not really done because two of the windows haven't been replaced yet.
Yeah.
I looked at him, I said, Bob, I said, your windows aren't replaced. He said, yeah. He said, it's, my brother-in-law said it's going to be $350 for each window.
Mm-hmm.
And plus his hourly wage to put them in.
Mm.
I said, well, Window World will do those two windows for you for
$189. It's actually like $189 now plus labor and stuff, but still the best deal going. Thank you again for that.
Well, and then the guy sitting next to me said, isn't that the company that you told me about when my son needed windows replaced in his house? I said, yes, it is. He said, they did a great job.
Well, there you go.
So then another person at the party said, you guys talking about Window World? I said, yeah, why? And she said, I had all 15 windows in my house replaced 3 years ago. Great company, great price.
Wow.
This is my kind of dinner party.
She turned to the guy that still has the two windows not done and said, Bob, you're an idiot if you don't call Window World.
Bob got the message.
Well, except, and then he kind of put his head down and looked at his wife, and his wife said, my brother's putting the windows in, and you know it. I said, well, you're an idiot, Bob, but okay, I understand.
That's a great family. A family that's not afraid to call each other idiots. That's a good family.
Right.
Steve, thank you. Thanks
for
the call. This is going to be a good day.
Wow.
I can tell. Yeah. And is it because it's hot that people get more fun? Usually they get cranky.
Right.
Look at this. We got one of my favorite names because of a guy that was with us for years and years and years till he passed away, Reggie. That's not Reggie.
Hang on.
That's somebody else. Let me see if I can save it. This is Reggie. Hello, Reggie.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Terrific. What's up?
First of all, I'm an AM and a PM.
That's good. Hallelujah.
And have been ever since you've been on KTRS. Anyway, oh man, I caught myself.
No, we caught you.
I love Johnny Landau Chevrolet. Got a great deal, and I like to tell people this: work your deal out and wait to the last minute, and then tell them you're AM and a PM.
Yeah, hit them with that at the end. Yeah. Oh, by the way.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Well, what I was calling for. And I know we don't like to talk politics, but you're kind of wrong on this one. There are certain positions that's appointed by the president that has to go through a Senate confirmation.
But wait, how am I wrong? We weren't even talking about that.
Well, yeah, you did. You said never before have this been done, and this guy's being challenged on all these Senate hearings.
But I never in my life have seen so many people brought before congressional committees. I have never seen that.
Everyone that certain positions have to go.
I know what you're talking about. Confirmation before they can put them in that position. What he's talking about, I think, is these people who are being grilled about this meeting and that meeting, and you need to go before Congress and answer some questions. I think that's what he's talking about. And no, I've never seen that. Yeah, you're right. These people do have to be vetted and quite screened and questions, and that's always been that way.
Well, the problem we're really having, Frank, and I've been following politics since I was 10 years old, but the problem we're having is never before have we elected a non-politician into the White House.
Right.
And so a lot of things are trial and error with this guy.
Right.
Whether you like him, love him, hate him, or whatever the case might be, it's just that they don't know. They don't know. And so a lot of things that's going on with the federal government is lack of knowledge, ignorance. And ignorance is not a bad word, it just means lack of knowledge.
Right.
And it's the ignorance of this guy being in the White House. And case in point, I'm pretty sure that Donald Jr. didn't know that he couldn't do that.
That's a very good point. That's a great point. Look, if somebody comes in the radio business and they start on the air tomorrow and they've never been in radio, they may do things
I do miss Reggie McDaniel. I miss him so much, man. He was really a great access, and I miss him a lot.
We do, too. And that's a great example of a guy who did not know the rules of radio. He'd never been in radio before, so he messed some stuff up, did some things that, I guess, by the book, you're not supposed to do. But that's kind of what made him who he was and why we liked him.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to get in on that thing. I never like discussing politics, but there is a process, and this is just part of the process. You have to remember, Frank, that people are backing out, and he's firing people, and then you got to go through the whole process again. So it's a kind of a trial and error period for the three branches of government.
No, I think that's probably correct. So I agree. All right.
Well, thanks a lot.
All right, Reggie. Thank you. Call anytime. Call anytime. Okay, I guess that meant he'll call anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. What the heck? What is going on?
I don't know.
People just want to talk.
Well,
Frank.
I don't care. I love them to talk. And as far as I'm concerned, they can talk till 6 o'clock. makes us have to do less. Let me talk to Mike. Mike, how are you?
Good. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Frank, have you heard of Crane's General Store up in Williamsburg?
Not only have I heard of it, I've been there.
Yeah. It used to be a dollar sandwich. It might be $2.
I had a dollar sandwich there maybe 6-7 years ago.
Yeah. They actually have their town meetings, and they got about a 5-foot-tall potbelly stove, and they was on the cover of Missouri Conservation one time, but they was all sitting around that potbelly stove, but yeah.
Now, you walk in there, and you think it's 1952 or something.
I love places like that.
It's like an old general store, and if you ask somebody where something is, they'll go over there somewhere. I mean, there's no real organized way they've stocked everything, but it's a great place.
Yeah, if you're going to spend a couple hundred dollars on Carhartts, that's the place to go because you'll end up with $300 worth
there. And for people who don't know what that is, that's a line of clothing for the working man and woman, and they got lots of it, lots of it.
And it's good for work in wintertime, too, because they got those overalls.
Yes, it is.
Really
I went
warm.
There because I passed it and passed it and passed it, and a friend of mine said, have you ever stopped in there? And I said, no. So one time I just made a point to go in there, and I'm glad I did.
When I first started going there, one day I was trying on a pair of pants, and they sell, you know, feed for cattle and all kinds of things. And someone opens up the door to get feed, and I'm, you know, in my underwear.
you'd be arrested for that.
Yeah. But since then, they've took a lot of the old stuff out, and right next door is a museum. But you got to pay to get in there, but that'd be one for what's-his-name on the road.
You know what? I do remember the museum. I do remember that. It's been a while, but yeah. Yeah, that's something for Bill to take a look at. Cranes. I appreciate it. Thank you, Mike.
Bye.
What people? You know what? This is good. People in a good mood today. We have a break, though. This here, he'll put you in a bad mood. We've got some commercials we have to do. But we'll come back and we'll get back on track. And then, Dr. Doug, if you have a pet, we have an opportunity every Wednesday for you to talk to a guy who really, really loves animals, and he knows a lot, and he's happy to give you some free advice. So hang on. That'll come up after the news block at 4 o'clock. If we can, before that, we'll take some more calls. I was supposed to talk about Window World, but it's done. It's done. The caller earlier did it for me.
His entire family did it.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much more that I can say about Window World than he's already said. So thank you for doing the commercial for me. The only thing left for me to say is that it is the most affordable quality window on the market, that it is the number one selling replacement window on the market. Has a lifetime warranty of the parts, labor, glass breakage, the whole thing, and it has a good housekeeping seal of approval. Go find me all of those same facts about any other window. I don't think you can. Good luck. Find me another window priced like that that has all of that, the good housekeeping seal of approval, that has the warranty. You're not going to do it. You know, I don't know how they do it and why other people can't. That's not for me to know. Maybe that's like that secret Coca-Cola formula or the 11 herbs and spices of KSFC. Maybe it's in a vault somewhere. Here's what you need to know. Window World and the website, windowworldstlouis.com.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, you had an incident. They were working on westbound Highway 4064 before Clayton Warson. Traffic right now is jamming up from about the Science Center out just past McKnight. It looks like it may have been cleared. It was out of camera range, so maybe it's off on the shoulder now, but traffic is starting to move through that area. You had a report of an accident on westbound Highway 70 at T.R. Hughes. Must be on the shoulder because there's no delays in the area, but be aware. And then southbound 270, that's running pretty slow now between Olive down through Doherty Ferry. And at last check, they still had Highway 109 shut down between Etherton Road and Babbler Park Drive because of a serious accident there. And this traffic report is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Sure, robots build cars, but it takes human hands to keep them running right. And there are no better hands than those of the 4,000 ASE certified technicians at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
I'm AM in the PM, and you're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang weekdays from 3 to 6. McGraw Millhaven here. Don't forget to tune in to my average morning show in the morning right here on the Big 550 KTRS. Tired of spending a fortune for your razor blades? Tired of getting the jaws of life to open up the package that you spent a fortune on? Well, I got a solution for you. Harry's Razors. Make the switch. So many people are going to harrys.com and ordering Harry's Razors. They last forever. The handle, the razor itself is great. The blades are great. The shaving cream is great. Here's the offer for you. Can't get any better than this. Harry's.com will send you a razor, a cartridge, shaving cream, and the post-shave bomb for $0.00. I would offer you a money-back guarantee, but you're not spending any money. Harry's.com. Put the promo code in KTRS. $0.00. You pay just $3 for shipping, and you will see what everyone's talking about. Harry's.com. Promo code KTRS. A razor, the blade, the shaving cream, and the post-shave bomb. Harry's.com. Promo code KTRS for free.
Okay, so maybe it's not something you think about every day, and I'm guessing you aren't likely to bring it up at the dinner table tonight. The it is funeral planning. And the staff at Alexander White Mullen Funeral Home in Mount Lebanon Cemetery understands it can be hard to talk about. But we'd like you to know that when you make final arrangements before the time of need, You can design a plan that reflects your personality, passion, and budget. We can help you create the celebration of a lifetime. It's what we're known for. By planning now, your wishes can be followed, and you'll help spare your family unnecessary stress and financial burden. Our gift to you today, a free personal planning or veterans guide. Just call 314-739-1133. That's 314-739-1133. Or visit alexanderstlewis.com. That's alexanderstlewis.com. Your life is like no other. Rely on us to see that it's well celebrated. Come see
Tina,
Chandra,
Christina
today.
Is it time for new reading glasses? Go to Readers.com. Readers.com has more than 700 styles to choose from in powers ranging from 1.0 to 7.0. Readers.com also has readers you won't find in stores, like bifocals, sun readers, and computer readers. Choose from hundreds of fashionable styles and colors for under $20. Go to Readers.com now and type in the coupon code DEAL at checkout, and you'll save up to 40% through this special offer. Order now, and we'll quickly deliver your readers right to your door. Plus, all of our readers are absolutely worry-free because they're backed by our 100% happiness guarantee. So save up to 40%, get convenient, fast delivery, and a 100% happiness guarantee. Go online to Readers.com to find your perfect pair of reading glasses for under $20. But don't miss this special offer to save up to 40%. Go to Readers.com now and enter the coupon code DEAL. Again, that's Readers.com. Coupon code DEAL.
Hi, this is Molly from the Piccadilly in Manhattan. The backyard barbecue season is gearing up. Come join us Wednesdays for our 24-ounce pork steak that you can cut with a fork. We smoke them with hickory and charcoal and season them with our own rub and sauce. Pork not your thing? Get a brisket burger that we grind in-house every day, finished with American cheese on a Hawaiian bun. We have daily specials and a full bar. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. Call for details or a reservation today. 314-646-0016. See you soon.
Oftentimes, people ask me, why Menino's Market in Cottleville? Well, I'll tell you. The quality food, better prices than the chain stores, homemade pies, homemade bread, homemade sausages, homemade brats, best grade of meat, custom order your meat from the butcher on site, local produce from area farmers, great customer service, and if you're planning a barbecue, the place you want to go, Menino's. Just some of the reasons why I go there almost every day. Menino's Market in Cottleville, meninosmarket.com.
Most times, two is better than one, and that's never more true than at Shawnee Bluff Winery and Shawnee Bluff Vineyards near Lake of the Ozarks. Shawnee Bluff offers two beautiful venues and two astounding views. The winery is a perfect spot to enjoy every day with a relaxing menu and an amazing view. And at the vineyards, you can sample award-winning wines and take in concerts from acts like the Charlie Daniels Band and the Oak Ridge Boys. Shawnee Bluff. Plan your visit today at ShawneeBluffWinery.com. Here's a business you can own and make lots of money. Check Shine's a house detailing service that power washes driveways, sidewalks, and a whole lot more. Check out Shaq Shine at americasmallbusiness.com.
Don't miss this week's featured guest on the Inside Out Show, Chuck Easter, the president of Easter Fence Deck and Renovations. Easter Fence Deck and Renovations is committed to doing what's right. They are your good neighbor. Easter Fence Deck and Renovations, quality since 1957.
All right, it's hot. Look, my car said 105.
Whoa.
What's the official? Anybody know?
I think mine says 99 right now.
Okay, the car thing is usually pretty accurate, and people think, well, it's picking up the heat off the pavement. No, it doesn't. It's designed so that it won't do that and give you a false reading.
I think it's always a couple degrees more than
it might be,
what
because
it says. But then there's that feel-like temperature where it says it's 99, but right now it probably says it feels like it's 104 or 105.
Mine said 105, and... thank goodness. There's a huge difference in the cold level of car air conditioners. Okay, I've had a lot of cars. I've had some cars where it was ice cold. And then I've had other cars where it was cool, but it never really got the car cold, where you had to go, whoo, turn the air conditioning on. Matheny doesn't work on car air conditioners. And if it's your home, there shouldn't be a big fluctuation. Look, 72 should be 72. What do you think most people put their house at? Do you think it's 72?
I would say
usually
yes.
72 to 74.
So that's what I think. I think 72 to 74.
Yeah.
And then at night, we chill it down pretty good. We don't really have to do anything to the air conditioning. She just gets in bed. It chills it.
Right.
So, shoot. See, now somebody will tell her I said out of context.
Yep. And,
Matheny will make sure that you're, and I don't care what the brand is or the type. If you tell that system you want it to be 72, then it should be 72. I don't care who made it. I don't care how old it is. It should be 72 or 69 or 68 or 70 or whatever.
Hey, shut that up.
Oh, boy.
Shut the 69 thing up.
One of these days, we're going to get to the bottom of this and find out why they think 69 is so funny. Matheny Services. Oh, and they're looking for a service technician / installer. I had the details on that yesterday. I don't have time to do it today, but if you will go to their website or call them, and look, just Google Matheny Heating and Cooling. The website's MathenyHeatingandCooling.com. You'll find what to do. Send them your resume and send an email and tell them you're interested in that job. And I might add, it's getting harder and harder these days to find a company with benefits like this, with competitive salary and medical and dental insurance, disability insurance, paid holidays, vacation, 401k, uniforms, and a vehicle, all of that. So check out that job that's open, and you need 3 to 5 years experience. I feel kind of bad for the guy who goes, and he's got 2 years and 11
no.
months of experience. Sorry, 3 to 5. All right, so that's one thing. And that's good, because what that means is they're busy. They're so busy, they need yet another great technician. And I say great technician because they don't hire mediocre technicians. You also have to be licensed to work in St. Louis County. That's important. That's very important. And as a customer, your business or your home should be in either St. Louis or St. Charles County. Otherwise, they can't help you, because that's where Matheny is licensed to work. So that's it. That's really everything you need to know as it gets hot and continues to be hot. And it's taken a toll on a lot of people's systems. And this is going to be the rest in peace season for a lot of heating and cooling systems. This is it. It's going to crap out this year. You just can't take it anymore. When it comes time to install a new one, same name, Matheny Heating and Cooling. Check them out. Their website's easy. It's MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. We still have calls. Can we just take?
Yes.
My goodness, we've got so many calls, and I this is very unusual. I don't know what's going on. Orson, how are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
That is the way the whole world should be. How can we help you?
I will only take about 30 seconds.
That's okay. Take all the time you want. That's all right.
I calling to give you a compliment. I hope you don't get a big head from this.
It's already kind of big, but go ahead.
This is like a fan club kind of call.
All right. I'll take it.
First of all, I'll tell you, I've used Matheny and I've used Window World.
We love you already.
Yeah.
We already like you.
And I've put out a call to Mark and Jason, hoping that they might be able to help me also.
Well, I hope they can.
What I'm calling about, your program should be nationally syndicated.
Okay.
but the crux of my call, once upon a time in this city, some 3 decades ago, there was a broadcaster down the dial who became a living legend. And I want to say, in my opinion, you have even surpassed him.
Wow, that's huge. I don't even know who you're talking about, but that's big. That's
and
big.
I that's all I wanted to say, because I thought I'd never in my lifetime, and I'm 75, hear anything like this.
When you say hear anything like this, what do you mean? What do you hear? What do you hear when you die?
I'm hearing, first of all, he was a master salesman.
Okay.
As you are also.
Thank you.
His integrity, he stood behind everything. He said he wouldn't advertise it if he didn't believe in it, if he hadn't tried it. And when he gave you a sales pitch, you knew it from the heart. And
you know what? I'll tell you something, Orson. That's exactly what I try to do. I've been burned a couple of times. I got fooled over the years a couple of times by people that duped me into thinking the business was legit and the service was good, the product was good, and it wasn't. And when I found that out, they were dumped and it was over. But a couple of times they got me. But thank you, because that's probably the single most important thing to me.
Well, I had more to say. However, I'm going to relinquish the line so that you can get other people.
Well, do me a favor. Call and say something nice like this every day. Break it, break it into chunks, and then, like, you know, tomorrow, call and compliment me.
Orson, doable. Pleasant day and try to stay cool.
All right, Orson, thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Right. Pick out something about Ian and then pick out something about me.
He didn't care about you.
Yeah.
It's just me. What a nice call.
Yeah.
What a nice call.
Everyone today.
And I think I know who he was talking about, referring to. That was a living legend down the dial.
Rich Dalton?
Yes.
Yeah, that was. That's what I thought. Yeah. wow, that's kind of throwing me off here for a little bit. We've never had a day like today, and I'm not sure what's going on, but let's just keep going. Let's talk to Larry. Hello, Larry.
Hi, Frank. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What can I do for you?
Well, I need the problem solvers.
Well, whoa. Then I guess you know you need us because we are.
The problem solvers.
How can we help you?
Well, my sister married a guy from Chicago back in the 80s, and there was an article that came out in the Riverfront Times. It was called The Official Cub Haters Handbook.
The official what? Cub Haters. Okay.
And I have tried, I must have got a dozen copies of that, and I used to send them to him every 6 months or so. And, but I've in moving, I've lost my last copy. I've tried to go to the archives and find it, and nobody seems to, they don't go back that far. I'm just wondering if anybody has any ideas or...
Where did you get yours?
Well, that was when it came out. I just went to the newsstand and I picked it up.
Was it just like, how big was it? Was it in the format of like Riverfront Times? Was it a little book or booklet or what was it?
No, it was an article in the Riverfront Times.
Oh, okay. That shouldn't be hard to find.
How long ago was it? What year?
I would say about 85.
Whoa.
What was the name of it again? 85.
The Official Cub Haters Handbook. I can't imagine this would be that hard to find. Have you called the Riverfront Times?
I've called the Riverfront Times. I've talked to everybody. They told me to call some library. I can't remember. And I called the library, and they said, we don't know what they're talking about.
And you've Googled it, obviously.
I've Googled it several times.
And nothing. Well, see, that to me, everything is on Google. I mean, you Google anything. Yeah. If it existed or exists, it's there. We may have to look into this for you. We may have to help you with this.
The library might be the best bet where you can go back. You know, I'm sure they have. Remember the microfilm or microfiche or whatever that was? I'm sure it's all digital now where maybe they have some old publications. You can just print out a copy of it.
I cannot imagine if that's the name of it, unless you got the name wrong. This is doable. Here's what's going to happen. We got the greatest listeners in the world. A lot of them just heard what you're looking for. Somebody is going to take a look at this, do a little digging, and call us maybe tomorrow. And when they do, Dan, will you take his number? Take Larry's number?
No. Uh-uh.
All right.
No, I will.
We're going to put you on hold. Dan will take your number, and as soon as somebody does call and go, hey, found it, we'll call you.
That's great.
All right.
Hey, I've got one more thing.
All right.
I sure do miss David Carruthers. What happened to him?
He was on not too terribly long ago.
Not long ago. They are constantly out trying to sniff out stories about collapses, implosions, explosions, you know, things like that. And they all go different directions, the three brothers. And when one of them finds a story, the other two rush over to help him cover it. We'll check and see what's going on with him, see if there's anything in the news they might be covering. I'm glad you asked about him.
All right, thanks, Frank.
Thank you, Larry. Probably our most popular reporters.
Yes,
by far. Go do one more, you think? No.
Probably not.
No, we can't. Okay, well, that's all right. We got a lot of good... Thank you, you people, you folks who called. That was nice. It was nice calls. Now, what's going to happen here is we're going to do some business, we're going to do the news, and Dr. Doug Pernikoff, if you've never called and talked to him, please, don't be shy. He's very helpful, and he never badmouths other vets or any of that stuff or calls you stupid for not knowing something a lot of other people did know. He knows his stuff, and he's a really good guy. And he's the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. So after the news, we'll give you that number and be ready to call because he doesn't do a monologue or anything. We just go right to you. Good feet. I wish I had made a point to jot down or make some sort of note of something I heard a couple of days ago on the news, and it had to do with an athlete or something and their feet and how they had found this miraculous almost relief from these inserts. And I should have made a note of where that was and what story it was, but I can share with you the crux of the story, because it's a lot of people's stories, and that is that they have pain. A lot of it's in their feet, and sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's knee pain or hip pain or back pain or neck pain or headaches even. And a simple adjustment, just think of it as an adjustment. Think of it this way. You have 2 feet, all right? Now, car has 4 tires. But if one of those tires is underinflated, it's going to kind of screw up the performance of the other tires and the whole car. If you have a foot or both your feet are not performing at 100%, meaning the weight distribution is screwed up somehow because of the way you walk or stand, or that many times is with a simple adjustment is fixable. With cars, tires they do it with air or with those, you know, those little weights they put on there to balance the tires.
Yes.
So that everything has equal pressure, equal weight distribution, and that's kind of what they do with your feet. And it, in many cases, can stop pain in other parts of your body. So, look, you're in pain, and unless you just want to live with it, you're a real tough guy or tough woman, you're going to have to be on pain medication for the rest of your life. A lot of people don't like to do that. It constipates you. Okay, there. Ab surgery, who wants that? Unless you have to have it. Now, if you got bone spurs that have to be shaved down, okay, then you just have to have it done. Now, the good feet inserts are not going to help that. But why don't you check it out? Why don't you try it? And tell them you're there because you're AM and the PM, and I hope it works out for you. It has for thousands of people over the last few years all over the country. In this area, there's one on Olive, west of 270, catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays, and there's one in Shiloh, Illinois, at Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's, or you can visit goodfeetstlouis.com.
All right, let's get a quick check on traffic with Kim Weiland.
All right, looks like we've got an incident possibly blocking on westbound Highway 70 near Jennings Station, because we're really getting a good backup there. An accident at Rivas Barracks and Green Park is affecting the eastbound drivers, getting a good backup there on Rivas Barracks. South of westbound Highway 44, you're running slow between Arsenal and Shrewsbury. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. It is your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud, and use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Brought to you by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, proud sponsor of the St. Louis Football Club. For the best selection and price on quality name brand tires, and for expert professional automotive service, make your first choice Dobbs. Click on gotodobbs.com for details.